Good morning. Today we have a very important and relevant question coming up with Sukkos, where we have Yontif Sheni. If we have somebody who is from Chutz La'aretz visiting Israel, so in Israel we keep one day of Yontif, and in Chutz La'aretz there are 2 days of Yontif, and somebody who is going to be returning to Chutz La'aretz, that his Das Olachzor, he is currently of the view that he is going to go back to Chutz La'aretz, so the majority of Poskim are of the view that he keeps Yom Tov Sheni even in Eretz Yisrael. So our question is, can the person who is a Chutznik, who is going to be returning to Chutz La'aretz, request somebody in Israel who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni, because somebody who lives here doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni, on Yom Tov Sheni, can you request that, do X, Y, and Z for me? In other words, can you drive over and pick something up for me? Can you do malacha on my behalf? It cannot be done by the person who is keeping the Yom Tov Sheni even in Israel, but can it be done by somebody who lives in Israel on behalf of him? This is going to be a three-part series in order for us to see the whole topic. So we're going to start today with the fundamentals, and then we are going to see some additional critical points in the next couple days. So the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kihilchasa tells us that the majority of poskim, Hichriya poskim, that the poskim have decided that when we have somebody from Chutz La'aretz who is in Eretz Yisrael and his Da'as Lachzor LeChutz La'aretz, he is intending on returning to Chutz La'aretz, on Yom Tov Sheni, Asur Lo Lomar LeBen Eretz Yisrael, Shiaseh Avuro Melacha, is prohibited from instructing somebody who is only keeping one day of Yontif because he lives in Eretz Yisrael to do on his behalf melacha. That's very similar concept that we have on Shabbos for everyone. Amira la'akum, we're not permitted to instruct a non-Jew to do work for us on Shabbos when we ourselves cannot do that same work. And in fact, in our situation, when it's Yontif Sheni, the Chachma Shlomo points out that the same situation, just like you cannot tell a non-Jew to do work for you that you yourself cannot do on Shabbos, you also, a Jew who is keeping Yom Tov Sheni, cannot instruct another Jew to do on his behalf work on Yom Tov Sheni. In fact, the Chachma Shlomo says it's even worse when you instruct a Jew to do work on your behalf on Yom Tov Sheni, because there is a concept of shlichus, acting as your agent. A non-Jew doesn't act as our agent. When we ask him to do work on our behalf, we're violating the Isra Derabanan of Amir La'akam. But here it's worse because he's acting as your agent. And when you tell a Jew to not work on your to do work on your behalf on Yom Tov Sheni, he's acting as your authorized agent. Effectively, you're doing the work when he does the work on your behalf. Just continuing, we said that Hichriyu HaPoskim, that is the decision of the Poskim. The vast majority of Poskim are of that view, including the Dover Mesharim, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, Diane Weiss in the Chufas, Minchat Yitzchak, etc. There is a Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Mincha Shlomo. He wavers a little bit on this. He's more is reconciling the minhag of those who are lenient on this. And he gives various rationales why people are lenient in this regard, that indeed, on Yom Tov Sheni, they do instruct people to act on their behalf. And he brings, again, different rationales for this. But the Maisa in the Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as saying he didn't want to be machmir. He didn't want to say it's prohibited to instruct a Jew to act on your behalf, because in fact there are certain bases to be lenient. However, even Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was concerned. He was choshesh for the opinion of the osrim, of those who say it is prohibited. So we do not have a strong basis to be lenient in this regard. Now, to continue the prohibition, we said that it's prohibited for somebody from Chutz La'aretz who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni to request somebody to do work on his behalf, malach on his behalf on Yom Tov Sheni. That applies v'af lifnei Yom Tov, even if he instructs him before Yom Tov begins, before the first day of Yom Tov begins, on the second day of Yom Tov, please do X, Y, and Z for me. That's prohibited as well. It's not only a prohibition to give the instruction on Yom Tov, even if the instruction is given before Yom Tov and is carried out on Yom Tov Sheni, that's problematic. Va'af b'remiza asur, even hinting at it, is also problematic. Now, in the footnote in the Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchasa, he distinguishes between two types of hinting, and he says that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach sheberemeshu derech tzivui aser. When you have a hint that is more of an instruction to somebody, you may be hinting, but you're really telling him to do something on your behalf. For example, to show somebody with your hand to turn on the light for you, that is instructing the person. That is a like Amiru La'akum, that's Amiru Yehudi. You're instructing him to do something, even though you're not saying it, but you're hinting it through your actions, and you're instructing through your actions. That is as if you are authorizing, requesting him to act as on your shaliach, and that is prohibited. However, b'remish she'eino derech tzivui, if it's a hint that is not instructing, and he gives an example, kegon lomar lo she'acheder chashuch v'chadome, like to say it's pretty dark in this room, so you're not instructing him, you're not indicating with your finger to do an action, but you're simply hinting in a way that's not instructing at all. It's dark in this room, and that's it. And if he picks up on that hint, mutter, that would be permitted because there is no instruction there. And if he acts, he's not carrying out your request. He's not acting as your shaliach. And then the Shmirah, the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchasa continues. Another point, v'chen rashai haben eretz yishol lishol leben chutzlaretz. It is also permitted for somebody who is not keeping Yom Tov Sheni because he lives in Eretz Yisrael to request, to question the person from out of Israel who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni here while in Israel for Yom Tov Sheni. He can ask him, would you like me, for example, to light the light for you? Or something along those lines. And v'yachol ben chutz laretz la'ano she'achein ritzona b'kach. And the person from chutz laretz indeed can respond, yes, please do so. Because here it's not the person who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni, the person from Chutz Laretz that's initiating the request, but it's from the person who lives here, who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni, who's initiating the request. And in this he explains, Mishum She'ein Ze Amira Derech Tzivoy, when the person simply answers, yes, please. In other words, yes, please turn on the light. Yes, please do X, Y, and Z. He's not giving any instruction. He's simply revealing what his priority, what his preference would be. And accordingly, that doesn't violate the prohibition of requesting, instructing, or even hinting an instruction to somebody if it's really the person who is from Eretz Yisrael who is initiating the action. So there we are so far. We see there's a prohibition similar to Amiru La'akum. On Shabbos, we have Amiru LeYehudi. When it comes to Yontif Sheni, the prohibition applies. You can't even request it before Yontif. It can't even be in a remiza, a hint that's of an instruction. However, what is permitted is a really vague hint. Or if the person from Eretz Yisrael asks if the person who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni wants something done on his behalf. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, starting tomorrow, we will see three exceptions that indeed we can be lenient on this prohibition of Amir Yehudi, not instructing somebody from Eretz Yisrael to do work on behalf of somebody who's keeping Yom Tov Sheni. Have a wonderful day.